I brought with me to Montauk this summer a new tarot deck to use for my own personal use. And there's a handbook that goes with it called the Tarot Handbook, Practical Applications of Ancient Visual Symbols by Angelus Arian. These are tarot symbols from a psychological, mythological, and cross-cultural perspective. My experience of these so far has been really good, and they're really grounded. So I picked two cards for what are the challenges that are brought up during this equinox time, and what are the potential outcomes? You know, what are we leaning into? So I'm going to start with the challenges. You know, you kind of can't make this stuff up. Obviously I just pick blindly. I'm not like choosing them on purpose, but they're, I picked the Five of Cups and the Five of Swords, which are anxiety and disappointment. So let's start with the Five of Cups, which is a traditional tarot card, but with a slightly different meaning. I think a more interesting meaning than the traditional take on it. So the Five of Cups is emotional disappointment. Disappointment makes you feel fragile, breakable, vulnerable, like the glass cups represented on the symbol. Disappointment is the state where you experience emotional depression, like the murky seas, and anger, like the red sky. Disappointment takes us off balance, which is symbolized by the askewed star, and makes us feel uprooted, like the lily pads with the falling lotus blossoms. Yet, disappointment can be a transformative agent. The roots of the lily pad make the shape of a butterfly, which is a universal symbol for transformation. The astrological aspect of this card is Mars in Scorpio, and it's interesting because we're dealing with Venus in Scorpio. Mars is the planet that is associated with energy, vitality, and assertion. Like Mars, this is disappointment that is deep and vital. This is disappointment that goes to a very deep level, like Scorpio. Scorpio is associated with the depths. This is not a superficial disappointment. It can be a disappointment that has been experienced within the last 5 months, or disappointment that has been experienced within the last 5 years, or goes back specifically to 5 years ago, or a disappointment that can go back as early as when you were 5 years old. It might be interesting to take a look at which of your parents were severely disappointed, because somehow in the next 5 weeks, or the next 5 months, you are no longer willing to be the lineage bearer, the legacy bearer of family disappointment patterns. When you pull this card, it indicates that in the next 5 weeks or the next 5 months, you may want to release old disappointments connected with family members or extended family members. Also, in the next 5 weeks or the next 5 months, you are no longer willing to hold on to past disappointments and will make a conscious intention to let them go. The Hierophant can be drawn upon for support in working through this disappointment, and since the Hierophant is the principal symbol of faith and family and has the ability to release old disappointments tied with the past. The next card that I pulled for, like, what are the challenges that we are facing was the Five of Wands, which is the symbol for strife, anxiety, or frustration. Anxiety is an energetic experience caused by holding back. Basically, it is the state of frustration. It is the experience of having abundant energy, but not knowing what to do with that energy, or it's a lot of energy that's being contained or held back, which will produce anxiety or the state of strife. The astrological aspect that's represented on the symbol is Saturn in Leo. Saturn is the planet of discipline, of knowing what your limits and boundaries are, and being able to set limits and boundaries. Saturn is the planet that reminds us to do things step by step. And Leo is the astrological sign of creative power that does not want to be limited, restricted, or restrained, and desires full expression. When you pull this card, it can reflect a state of feeling limited, restricted, or restrained in your creative endeavors. It can also reflect the state of anxiety or strife that you might be experiencing. A sense of feeling limited, restricted, restrained, or a sense of limiting, restricting, and restraining your own creative ability is reflected by this.
Strife or anxiety is a state where energy is stuck or unmoving, which is represented by the leaded or grayed over coloration of the symbol. Any holding back of self-limitation will move you into a state of into that state in alchemy, which is known as leaded consciousness. Leaded consciousness is symbolically represented by the grayed over area of the symbol. The lotus blossoms are gray, which means that in states of anxiety, you have difficulty opening or unfolding. In states of anxiety or strife, you have difficulty accessing inherent wisdom, the ibis heads, or in moving into new directions to regenerate yourself. In states of anxiety or frustration, you don't see things clearly, which is represented by the winged eye of Horus at the top of the card, which is grayed over, and are unable to renew and regenerate yourself like the snakes coming off the winged eye of Horus. Yet, the entire background of the card is yellow, which symbolizes energy that wants to be used but is being contained or limited, which creates the response or experience of strife. When you pull this card, it indicates that in the next 5 weeks or the next 5 months, there is an opportunity to release anxiety or frustration that's being experienced within your own creativity, all of which is symbolized by the sign of Leo. In the next 5 weeks or the next 5 months would be a good time to move towards creative endeavors where you feel that you can express yourself fully instead of binding or restricting yourself in any way. The Five of Wands reflects that in the next 5 weeks or in the next 5 months, you could release old anxiety patterns or frustrations that have surfaced in the last 5 months or that go back to the last 5 years or when you were 5 years old. Somehow, in the next 5 weeks or in the next 5 months, you are determined to release anxiety patterns or frustration patterns that have been conditioned within your family. It might be interesting to see which of your parents had a tendency to hold back or felt limited in his or her own work and creativity to such a degree that it created frustration and strife. This symbol reminds you that in the next 5 weeks or in the next 5 months, you are no longer willing to be the lineage bearer of family anxiety patterns. This aspect of family here is represented by the number five, just like the Five of Cups was, which is associated with the Hierophant, which is the symbol of the archetypal family and the spiritual learning and teaching that is found in every family. The Hierophant archetype would be a good card that would lend additional support to you as you release old anxiety patterns. Then, what is the opportunity? What are we moving into in the next few months? The Six of Wands got pulled, which is victory. The Six of Wands represents the quality of victory. This is the experience of a deep victory or win that touches you at an intuitive and spiritual level. The astrological aspect of this symbol is Jupiter in Leo. Victory allows us to feel expansive and fluid like Jupiter and highly creative like Leo. Any victory requires creativity and flexibility in order for it to be achieved, which is another aspect of Jupiter in Leo. The ultimate victory or spiritual victory is the victory which produces a win-win situation in our relationships, in our lives, rather than a win-lose situation, which is pictured by the lotus blossom. Victory that is a win-win allows for mutual unfolding and opening, and allows for new energy and revitalization, which is represented by the ibis heads or the phoenix heads. Victory allows for clarity of vision and creative expression, which is symbolized by the winged eye of Horus with the regenerative serpentine snakes. A spiritual victory is experienced at all four levels of consciousness, symbolized by the four diamonds, which represent victory that has been achieved mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. When you pull this card, it indicates that in the next 6 weeks or the next 6 months, there is an opportunity to experience a victory in your own creative expression. Regardless, the next 6 weeks or the next 6 months is a time where you can experience a win-win situation in areas of your life that are important to you, that have meaning for you. The Six of Wands represents that there could be an opportunity or expansiveness in creative areas of your life in the next 6 weeks or the next 6 months that could give you the experience of revitalization, expansion, and breakthrough. I'm not going to bother to interpret this any further. I'd rather you do that in the light of
what the astrological reading for the equinox energies were for yourself. You know, think about how this relates to you. And then the final outcome of the seasonal energies and how we can work with them is the star card. This is a really amazing card. The star is the universal principle of self-esteem and competence. It is the state of radiance and confidence that is neither inflated nor deflated. The quality of looking within and trusting what is there is symbolized by the figure looking toward the guiding star within the cup she holds. The word confidence comes from the root base to confide. Confidence is the ability to confide in and trust oneself. This deep confidence allows us to fully radiate and be expressive of who we are. When we trust our inner guidance and direction, we see things more clearly and become more spontaneous, like flowing water with our feelings. In major religions, the star symbolized the guiding light, like the Star of Bethlehem and the Star of David. In astrology, the star is Aquarius, the water bearer, symbol of innovative and creative mind. The 2-7, I just want to say that I really feel like this represents the Jupiter and Saturn conjunction that we are still working with in Aquarius. Two planets appeared as one star, and we are continually accessing this new energy that's available, that's really raising all of our frequencies, that's bringing up old anxiety, bringing up old limitations, bringing up old depressions and disappointments, so that they can be released, so that we can move into this card. Ooh, I said I wasn't going to do this, but I did anyway. Sorry. The 2-7 pointed stars that are spinning their way toward Earth on this card represents the radiance and confidence of our inherent light, or a life force that has every intention of actualizing our creative ideas on Earth through our own natures and our own actions. Perhaps the best description of the function of this archetype comes from the philosopher, I might not be correct in this pronunciation, Heidegger, when he said, "A person is not a thing or a process, but an opening through which the absolute can manifest." The star card reminds us that each of us is an opening for light, or a gateway through which the absolute can manifest. To the side of this card, the flowers and butterflies, or moth, are symbols of unfoldment and transformation. Through our self-esteem, which has three components, self-love, self-trust, and self-respect, we are able to unfold like flowers and grow more fully into our many splendored expressions, like butterflies. The affirmation for this is, I am a walking star on a giant star. I value who I am. I see what can be of benefit to people in the future. I am a radiant, lighted being. When you pull this symbol or find yourself continuously drawn toward it, it represents a state of radiance and deep inner trust and confidence in oneself. Like Aquarius, the water bearer, you are committed to implementing innovative and creative ideas that can serve the planet. You are determined to initiate new concepts, visions, and experiences for yourself and others. The next 17 weeks, or the next 17 months, you find yourself increasing and maintaining your own self-esteem to such a point that you may find yourself assisting others with their self-esteem. During this period of time, you may find that recognition comes your way for projects, services, or accomplishments that are noteworthy. So, just think about how that is true for you, and how that interrelates with the astrology reading for this Libra equinox.